Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rosie Jones and we're going to be talking about Christmas. Good morning to you, Rosie.
Good morning, LaVon. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you. And you know, I don't want to think about Christmas and all the cold and so on, but lots of joy going on. But sometimes we have to plan ahead. That kind of helps us out in the hurry and scurry if we plan ahead a little bit.
Yeah, and we are doing a fundraiser that's going to help people do some decorating around their homes. So I think people are really thinking about doing that now and maybe planning for it.
All right. And so we're taking orders, or you're taking orders. Xi Beta Phi has sponsored this, and Rosie's helping out because of a good cause, and we're going to talk about that cause in a minute. But let's talk about what people can order. What's going to help us out?
Okay. They have to offer some wreaths and some sprays. There's also one centerpiece. There's a couple of trees. And they can also buy garlands, hangers, lights, whatever they would like. All of the wreaths and sprays, trees are live, so they smell great.
Yes, that's part of the fun of Christmas, I think, and that whole holiday spirit. And mine always, if they look good, and these probably would because they're live, you know, I always kind of stretch the season into January a bit, too.
I do, too. Sometimes I even stretch it longer than that, take off whatever I can to make it look springy, and leave it out as long as I can.
Yeah, and leave it out. That's a good point. We could use these indoors or outdoors.
That's correct. The wreaths you can hang outside, the sprays also on your doors. The centerpiece, of course, would have to be inside. I don't think they last quite as long when they are inside, but if you water and take care of them, they should last a good long time for you.
Okay, we've talked about them being live, being green, but they do come with some decorations on them.
Yeah, the wreaths have some beautiful decorations. There are three different ones. There's a Victorian, a cranberry splash, and what they call a classic.
All right. So you kind of, if you'd like to look at the pictures, of course, Rosie can help you do that. If you just trust your judgment, I guess they could give you a call.
Absolutely. They can call me. I can describe them. You really need to see the pictures because they're beautiful in the brochure, but they are actually beautiful when you get them. I have purchased them in the past.
All right. So sometimes the pictures prettier than the real thing. You're saying, no, nah, not in this case. It's really, really pretty. Now, we've talked about wreaths. Is there a size on those, or just one choice of
one choice of size for the wreaths and one choice of size for the sprays?
Okay. But garlands, we have a couple choices.
Yeah, the garlands come in 25-foot lengths and 50-foot lengths.
Okay. So kind of think about where you might put these and how much that's going to take. And hopefully, if you've done this before, you know, if you've decorated before, you probably know how much it takes to go around your door or wherever it is you want to put these kinds of things. So think ahead, plan ahead. Now, you're taking these orders right now, end of October. When is the deadline?
I need to have the orders and the money to me by October 28th, which is when I need to turn it in.
Okay. That's just a few days away, Rosie.
Yes, it is. So hurry in or hurry to give me a call. You could also email me at the YMCA.
Okay. And you want to give that email address?
Sure. The email address is rjones@nishnavalleyymca.com. And the phone number here is 243-3934. Just ask for Rosie.
Okay, so we've talked about the product and how good they are and what you might like to do in terms of decorating. We need to talk about, this is a fundraiser, and what that money's going to go toward.
Sure. The money that they make this year, they've decided to give to Nishna Valley Trails, which is very dear to my heart. I'm a bike rider, and so I'm really trying to help them get that trail from outside of Atlantic into town. We've gotten some grant money to do some trails within the city of Atlantic and to build a bridge over Troublesome Creek, which is one of the obstacles to getting the trail, the T-Bone Trail, into Atlantic.
Yeah, getting over those bridges, somehow that gets pretty expensive. And you just have received a big grant, but as you say, that takes some matching.
Yeah, we have to raise some matching funds now, and this is one of the fundraisers that we are doing to get some of the money. So I'm hoping that if everybody needs some Christmas decorations, they'll think of Nishna Valley Trails and help us out with getting the trail into town.
And you mentioned, Rosie, that you're a bicycler, you love bicycling. But these trails, I see people on there that are not just riding bikes.
Absolutely. The T-Bone Trail, when you ride it, you see lots of people walking. You see people pushing strollers. You see runners. You see rollerbladers. You see just about anything because it's just nice to get out there in nature.
Mm-hmm. And as a bicycler, you often, I think, as a group, don't you go to Brayton and have some other places on that trail? You use that trail.
We use that trail a lot. We haven't done as many organized rides here lately, but people are still using that trail. They had a big cleanup day earlier this spring and had some people come out and clean it up, so it's in really good shape right now.
All right, and right now, well, today it's really windy. It might not be the best bicycling day, but you know, there's still some beautiful leaves out there, beautiful trees. As I was driving to town, and going, oh, there's still lots of beautiful trees.
Yeah, I enjoy fall most of all. And the wind doesn't stick around the whole fall. So there are lots of good days for getting out yet.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful fall days. So, Rosie, this, as we mentioned, Xi Beta Phi sorority kind of picks something each year to sponsor this fundraiser for, and you've done this before. This is not a new project.
No, the only thing that's different this year is who the money is going to. I have helped them with worthy causes a couple of years, and I just think it's a really good product, so I'm happy to endorse it.
Yeah, it's great that you've had that experience, Rosie, personally, to see the products in the past and kind of know how all this operates, and stepping forward to volunteer to make sure that people know about this. And again, deadline date is October 28th. Now, you know, we didn't mention price range because, of course, there are different prices.
Yeah, the most inexpensive wreath is $20 and go up to about $25. The garlands are between $30 and $50. And I just wanted to mention, too, that the delivery date is the week of November 22nd. So you'll have plenty of time to get decorated. We also can order for you and have it FedExed to a different address if you're interested in that. It costs a little bit more because you pay for the shipping, but
might make a nice gift.
It'd be a great gift.
You know, for those people to go, oh my gosh, they got everything they need. What a nice surprise this would be to have this arrive at their door.
Yeah, I'd be happy to receive any of these things.
So again, that just says this is a really good product and Rosie's had the experience with it. So let's again tell people that they need to get these ordered and to contact you. There's a couple of ways to do that.
Yes, email at rosierjones@nishnavalleymca.com or they can call me at 243-3934 and I need those orders by October 28th.
Okay. And if you didn't get the phone number and you want to do that, look up Nishna Valley YMCA in the phone book, and there you'll be the same number. So we want to thank you very much, Rosie Jones, for visiting with us and giving us heads up on planning ahead. But don't wait until after October 28th, or you're going to be too late to get this done. Until next time, here's a thought. If you're willing to learn, then no matter your age, the best is yet to come.